Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, the government has launched this national swimming strategy to enhance facilities and coaching supports, and recent reports have shown that Ireland's swimming facilities fall short of meeting demand. There are COVID-related backlogs, meaning that many children are on long waiting lists for lessons, and the focus has been on the shortage of pools. There's also a significant lack of swimming teachers, and our reporter Maura Fay has been investigating this issue, and she's here with me now. Good morning, Maura.
Good morning, Claire.
Good to see you. So you have been out speaking to some swim teachers. So what have they been saying to you?
So we know that COVID sparked an exodus of swimming teachers from the industry as swimming pools were closed and many people opted to find alternative full-time jobs. I spoke to David Kelly, who has worked for the past 12 years as a swim teacher. He said he found his career as a swimming teacher very fulfilling, as you're helping children and adults develop a life skill and in some cases helping them overcome a fear of water. But he recently left the industry and he explained to me why he decided to change career.
So in the industry, you have to pay roughly 1,100 euros to become a fully qualified swim teacher. And even at a fully qualified swim teacher, it doesn't guarantee you a higher rate of pay. Some centres pay per class, other centres pay shift or salary rate, depending on your position in the company. My position in the company would have been a grade 2 swim teacher. So I'm a fully qualified swim teacher and coach. So my rate of pay would have been slightly higher. I was on 16 euros an hour. So I left in March of this year. I'm from Mallow in Cork, but I was working in Cork City in a leisure centre. There's a couple of different factors. The cost of diesel was costing me nearly 60 to 80 euros a week, depending on the price. When it was up at roughly 2 euros, it was costing me 80 euros a week on diesel. When it was lower, it was kind of 180, 165, that kind of range. It was costing me 60 euros a week to drive to and from work, not to mention the wear and tear on a vehicle and the hours spent in a car. So the traffic from Mallow to Cork City, it was 45 minutes in the morning and could be an hour in the evening. That's added on to your shift. So there were 10-hour days. And I have two young children, so it kind of my 39-hour week became a 49 to 50-hour week, depending on traffic. It wasn't viable. I'm now working for Dairy Gold in Lumbardstown, which is roughly 10 minutes from my house. So my cost of diesel has gone down to roughly 20 euros a week. My start and finish times are, I finish at 5 o'clock every day, 4 o'clock on a Friday. So my hours are much more consistent. As an overall, it's just better career option for me with having kids. I loved swim teaching and I loved, like I say, giving that skill back to kids. But at the end of the day, it does come down to economics.
So he loved it, but it just wasn't working out for him and his life. Other swim teachers then you spoke to, did they echo what David was telling you there?
Well, another swimming teacher I spoke to is Leah O'Malley. She's a swimming instructor who works in Kerry. She qualified as a lifeguard when she was 16 and started training to become a swim teacher when she was 17. 4 years later, she's now a level 2 swim teacher and is hoping to go on and get her swim coaching and baby toddler qualification later this year. She told me that when she initially qualified as a swimming teacher, she continued to get the same salary as a lifeguard, plus had to continue to carry out some of the same duties.
It was useless spending my 800 euro getting my qualification when you're not seeing anything for it in a way. As a lifeguard, this is something that made kind of pushed me from my swim teaching is you know the deck around a pool, like the pool deck, and you know how hot it gets out there, sure. And like, this is my uniform at work, it's a cotton shirt and jeans. And I'm then expected to do my day's work as swim teaching. The leisure centre I'm in now, thank God, if you're doing swim lessons during the day, you don't have to. But this is a one in a million leisure centre I'm working in. Like other leisure centres, I'd do an 8-hour shift. I'd do 4 hours in the water. I'd have to get out, dry, shower, and then I'm scrubbing the deck on my own then for the next hour and a half, like after the leisure centre closes, as well as the changing rooms. And I understand that the changing rooms have to be cleaned and stuff, but, you know, most leisure centres I work in, it's one member of staff on to do all of that work. And you only have like an hour to do it. And, it, you know, the pool deck gets up to like 30 to 40 degrees and it's humid heat, you know, so it's, it can be pretty intense when you're kind of, you want to move away from that. Like, it's really hard work. So you have to lift buckets, drain, like drown the deck in water and chemicals, scrub it with a scrubber brush, rinse it with more buckets of water, up and down stairs, like you're killed after it. And that's why I wanted the swim teaching, but it's really hard to be a swim teacher and not a lifeguard, especially if you have the qualification.
Leah also told me about a negative experience she had with a parent of a child that caused her to stop teaching for 6 months.
Kids learn from their parents. So if your mom is really scared of the water, the kids kind of pick up on that. Like, you know, they're very intuitive. This particular time, there was just a mom and she was really nervous of the water herself and she just wanted her daughter to learn to swim. And I'm teaching the kids, but the kids at the end, usually I get them to jump in because I want to, like, you know, especially the kids that are like kind of grip onto you when you're trying to teach them to swim, that they like, they don't want to do it on their own. They don't want to kick. They're not putting their face in the water. Like, they're like, I want to learn to swim with you doing everything for me, kind of. Jumping in is a really good way of kind of getting their survival instincts in a way to kick in, to get them to kick their legs, to show them that it's like, okay, it's fine. So I remember I was getting the kids to jump in and this woman's daughter jumped into the pool and, you know, when you jump in, your head goes under, but then it comes back up and everything's fine. And every kid did it. And she was the last to go. And the mom like came running out screaming at me, like, what are you doing? I'm so scared of the water. Like, I'm never coming here again. You shouldn't be a swim teacher. You don't know what you're doing. I'm going to tell all my friends you shouldn't come here. And I was only 19 at the time. And I started bursting out crying. I didn't want to do it. I didn't teach a swim lesson for 6 months after that. I was devastated. And I remember saying it to my mom. I was like, what if I'm not? Like, what if she's right? Like, what if I don't know if I'm doing? I just really internalized it. And like, I know that's a me problem, but a lot of the parents who are scared of the water tend to be a bit, you know, a little bit like, I don't like the look of that and I don't want them to do it. Or they say to their kids before they go in, if you don't want to put your face in the water, don't. And they can talk to me afterwards. And it's just a bit like, I'm not going to make their kid do something that I think is unsafe or like, or that I thought was dangerous, you know.
That's Leah's experience. So what's been done then more to try and attract teachers back into the industry or to get more to join?
I spoke to Aisling McKeever, who is the head of education and community with Swim Ireland. Swim Ireland is the national governing body of swimming and it aims to encourage participation, development, develop excellence and regulate swimming. She explained to me what they're doing in relation to the issue.
We've really seen since COVID-19, and I hate even talking about COVID still, we lost a huge amount of swimming teachers out of the industry and we haven't recovered. And I suppose one of the other challenges at the moment is that unemployment rates are so low. You know, like the majority of the population are employed. So really we're trying to encourage people that maybe are retired or are working in the home to consider going into swimming teaching on a part-time or occasional basis. So that's kind of where we're targeting any of our campaigns at now at the moment, to recruit swimming teachers.
Are there industry guidelines about what swimming teachers should earn per hour, let's say? Because one teacher I spoke to said they were earning close to nearly minimum wage and also that they were being asked to do cleaning shifts as well.
Yeah, so I mean, there's no guidance at the moment, but anecdotally, I know that the rate of pay varies from €13 an hour up to €40 an hour. And I can tell you that the employers that are paying at the lower rate are not retaining their staff for long. So it is important that there is adequate pay within the industry, you know, and benefits to retain the staff. And I think for anybody that's taking on a role, it's important to understand what that role actually involves. Is it just swimming teaching, or are you expected to support with cleaning, support with lifeguarding, whatever, you know, or on reception? Because very often in leisure centres, you find that you're a bit of a jack of all trades. And some people don't want that, but it's clear to understand that from the outset in terms of what's actually involved and what's required of you in a role. So I would say there's an onus on both the employer and the employee in terms of understanding the role and the rate of pay.
That's Ashley McKeever there from Swim Ireland. Maura, thank you very much for bringing us that report. And I'm sure any parent who has tried to get their child into swimming lessons in recent years will understand the pressures that are on that entire system. Coming up next, we're going to be talking about the importance of bees.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.